For this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The storm that brought heavy rain and snow to California is coming to parts of Colorado today and tomorrow. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
This weather event is called an atmospheric river. A flowing column of concentrated water vapor, like a river in the sky, can produce heavy amounts of rain and snow. The storm making its way east to Colorado is classified as a level 5, which is the strongest category. The National Weather Service in Grand Junction is expecting widespread snow and rain on the western slope and says the storm could bring unusual amounts of precipitation for this time of year. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
The storm is moving through western Colorado this morning as it heads toward the Front Range and eastern parts of the state. Chris Sanders with the National Weather Service says it's brought strong winds to much of the western slope.
We've had wind gusts reported 50, 60 miles an hour, so no damage reports yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if maybe some small tree limbs and stuff like that were coming down or will come down.
The latest forecast says mountain snow will continue tomorrow while it turns sunny again for much of the rest of the state. Colorado Supreme Court heard arguments Monday over proposed new maps for the state's legislative districts. CPR's Megan Verlee reports they're drawing much less criticism than the state's congressional map.
The state Supreme Court is still weighing concerns that the new boundaries for Congress don't adequately protect the voice of Latino communities. But the same groups objecting to the congressional map generally support the final legislative ones, only asking for a few limited changes. The state legislative maps make it likely Democrats will continue to control the House and Senate, but Colorado Republicans filed a brief saying the process was fair and followed the state constitution, and they support the final outcome. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Ahead of today's rain and snow, Trail Ridge Road in Rocky Mountain National Park is closed for the season. The state's highest paved-through road rises to more than 12,000 feet. And there is rain and snow on the way to Colorado today and tonight. This is CPR News.